Day 21, Chapter 16, The Duration of the Life of the Tathagata. Thereupon the Buddha said to the great multitude, including bodhisattvas and others, good men, understand my sincere and infallible words by faith. He said to the great multitude again, understand my sincere and infallible words by faith. He said to them once again, understand my sincere and infallible words by faith. Thereupon the great multitude of bodhisattvas headed by Maitreya joined their hands together and said to the Buddha, world-honored one, tell us, we will receive your words by faith. They said this three times, then they said once again, tell us, we will receive your words by faith. Thereupon the world-honored one, seeing that they had repeated their appeal even after they repeated it three times, said to them, listen to me attentively. I will tell you about my hidden core and supernatural powers. The gods, men, assurers of the world think that I, Shakyamuni Buddha, left the palace of the Shakras, sat at the place of enlightenment not far from the city of Gaya, and attained Anuttara Sammak Sambodhi 40 and odd years ago. To tell the truth, good man, it is many hundreds of thousands of billions of Nautas of Kalpas since I became the Buddha. Suppose someone smashed into dust 500,000 billion Nauta Asamka worlds, which were each composed of 1,000 million Sumeru worlds, and went to the east carrying the dust with him. When he reached a world at a distance of 500,000 billion Nauta Asamka worlds from this world, he put a particle of dust on that world. Then he went on again to the east and repeated the putting of a particle of dust on a world at every distance of 500,000 Nauta Asamka worlds until the particles of dust were exhausted. Good man, what do you think of this? Do you think that the number of worlds he went through is conceivable, countable, or not? Maitreya Bodhisattva and the others said to the Buddha, world-honored one, those worlds are innumerable, uncountable, inconceivable. No Shravaka or Practica Buddha could count them even by his wisdom without his Shravas. We are now in a state of Avivratika, but cannot either. World-honored one, those worlds are innumerable. Thereupon the Buddha said to the great multitude of bodhisattvas, good men, now I will tell you clearly. Suppose those worlds, whether they were marked with particles of dust or not, were smashed into dust. The number of the kalpas which have elapsed since I became the Buddha is 100,000 billion Nauta Asankas larger than the number of particles of dust thus produced. All this time I have been living in this Saha world and teaching the living beings of this world by expounding the Dharma to them. I also have been leading and benefiting the living beings of 100,000 billion Nauta Asanka worlds outside this world. Good men, during this time I gave various names to myself, for instance, the Burning Light Buddha. I also said that Buddha entered into Nirvana. I did all these things only as expedients. Good men, when some people came to me, I saw the strength of the power of their faith and of the other faculties of theirs with the eyes of the Buddha. Then I named myself differently and told them of the duration of my life differently, according to their capacities. I also said to them, I shall enter into Nirvana. I expounded the wonderful Dharma with these various expedients and caused the living beings to rejoice. Good men, when I saw that some people of little virtue and of much defilement were seeking the teachings of the lesser vehicle, I told them, I renounced my family when I was young and attained Anuttara Sammak Sambodhi 40 and odd years ago. In reality, I became the Buddha in the remotest past, as I previously stated. I told them this as an expedient to teach them, to lead them into the way to Buddhahood. Good men, all the sutras that I expounded hitherto were for the purpose of saving all living beings. I told the stories of my previous lives in some sutras and the stories of the previous lives of other Buddhas in other sutras. I showed my replicas in some sutras and my transformations in other sutras. I described my deeds in some sutras and the deeds of others in other sutras. All that I say is true, not false, because I see the triple world as it is. I see that the triple world is the world in which the living beings have neither birth nor death, that is to say, do not appear nor disappear. that is the world in which I do not appear or from which I do not disappear, that it is not real or unreal, and that it is not as it seems or as it does not seem. I do not see the triple world in the same way as the living beings of the triple world do. I see all things clearly and infallibly. The living beings are various in their natures, desires, deeds, thoughts, and opinions. Therefore, I expounded the Dharma with various stories of previous lives, with various parables, similes, and discourses, in order to cause all living beings to plant the roots of good. I have never stopped doing what I should do. As I said before, it is a very long time since I became the Buddha. The duration of my life is innumerable as Samkhya-kalpas. I am always here. I shall never pass away. Good man, the duration of my life, which I obtained by practices of the way of bodhisattvas, has not yet expired. It is twice as long as the length of time as previously stated. Although I shall never pass into nirvana, I say to men of little virtue, I shall pass away. I teach them with this expedient. Why is that? It is because if they see me for a long time, they will not plant the roots of good, but become poor and base and cling to the five desires so much that they will be caught in the nets of wrong views. If they think that I am always here and do not think that I will pass away, they will become too arrogant and lazy to realize the difficulty of seeing me, and they will not respect me. Therefore I say to them expediently, Bhikkhus, know this. It is difficult to see a Buddha who appears in this world. Why is that? It is because some men of little virtue cannot see me even during many hundreds of thousands of billions of kalpas, while the others can. Therefore I say to them, Bhikkhus, it is difficult to see a Tathagata. Those who hear this and know that it is difficult to see me will adore me, admire me, and plant the roots of good. Therefore I say to them, I shall pass away, although I shall not. Good men, all the Buddhas, all the Tathagatas do the same as I do. They expound the teachings for the purpose of saving all living beings. Therefore their teachings are true, not false. I will tell you a parable. There was once an excellent and wise physician. He was good at dispensing medicines and curing diseases. He had many sons, numbering 10, 20, or 100. One day he went to a remote country on business. After he left home, the sons took poison. The poison passed into their bodies, and the sons writhed in agony, rolling on the ground. At that time, the father returned home. Some sons had already lost their right minds, while the others still had not. All the sons saw their father in the distance and had great joy. They begged him on their knees, saying, "You came back safely. We were ignorant. We took poison by mistake. Cure us and give us back our lives." Seeing his son suffering so much, the father consulted books of prescriptions and collected good herbs having a good color, smell, and taste. He compounded a medicine by pounding and sieving the herbs and gave it to them, saying, "This is a very good medicine. It has a good color, smell, and taste. Take it. It will remove the pain at once, and you will not suffer any more." The sons who had not lost their right minds saw that this good medicine had a good color and smell, took it at once, and were cured completely. But the sons who had already lost their right minds did not consent to take the medicine given to them. Although they rejoiced at seeing their father come home and asked him to cure them, because they were so perverted that they did not believe that this medicine having a good color and smell had a good taste. The father thought, "Oh, these sons are pitiful. They are so poisoned that they are perverted. Although they rejoice at seeing me and ask me to cure them, they do not consent to take this good medicine. Now I will have them take it with an expedient." He said to them, "Know this. Now I am old, decrepit. I shall die soon. I am leaving this good medicine here. Take it. Do not be afraid that you will not be cured." Having thus advised him, he went to a remote country again. Then he sent home a messenger to tell them, "Your father has just died." Having heard that their father had passed away, leaving them behind, they felt extremely sorry. They thought, "If our father were alive, he would love and protect us. Now he's deserted us and died in a remote country." They felt lonely and helpless because they thought that they were parentless and shelterless. Their constant sadness finally caused them to recover their right minds. They realized that the medicine had a good color, smell, and taste. They took it and were completely cured of the poison. On hearing that they had recovered their health, the father returned home and showed himself to them. Good man, what do you think of this? Do you think that anyone can accuse the excellent physician of falsehood? No, world-honored one. The Buddha said, I am like the father. It is many hundreds of thousands of billions of Nautas, of Asankhas, of Kalpas since I became the Buddha. In order to save the perverted people, I say expediently, I shall pass away. No one will accuse me of falsehood in the common law. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, Sanghinggates, it is many hundreds of thousands of billions of trillions of Asankhas of Kalpas since I became the Buddha. For the past innumerable Kalpas, I have always been expounding the Dharma to many hundreds of millions of living beings in order to lead them into the way to Buddhahood. In order to save the perverted people, I expediently show my nirvana to them. In reality, I shall never pass away. I always live here and expound the Dharma. Although I always live here with the perverted people, I disappear from their eyes by my supernatural powers. When they see me seemingly pass away and make offerings to my Shariyas and adore me, admire me, and become devout, upright, and gentle, and wish to see me with all their hearts at the cost of their lives, I reappear on Mount Sacred Eagle with my Sangha and say to them, I always live here. I shall never be extinct. I show my extinction to you expediently, although I never pass away. I also expound the unsurpassed Dharma to the living beings of the other worlds, if they respect me, believe me, and wish to see me. You have never heard this, therefore you thought that I pass away. I see the perverted people sinking in an ocean of suffering, therefore I disappear from their eyes and cause them to admire me. When they adore me, I appear and expound the Dharma to them. I can do all this by my supernatural powers. I live on Mount Sacred Eagle and also in the other abodes for Asankha Kalpas. The perverted people think this world is in a great fire. The end of the Kalpa of destruction is coming. In reality, this world of mine is peaceful. It is filled with gods and men. The garden, forest, and stately buildings are adorned with various treasures. The jeweled trees have many flowers and fruits. The living beings are enjoying themselves. And the gods are beating heavenly drums, making various kinds of music, and raining mandarava flowers on the great multitude and me. This pure world of mine is indestructible, but the perverted people think it is full of sorrow, fear, and other sufferings. It'll soon burn away. Because of their evil karmas, these sinful people will not be able to hear even the names of the three treasures during Asankha Kalpas. To those who have accumulated merits, and who are gentle and upright, and who see me living here expounding the Dharma, I say, the duration of my life is immeasurable. To those who see me after a long time, I say, it is difficult to see a Buddha. I can do all this by the power of my wisdom. The light of my wisdom knows no bound. The duration of my life is innumerable kalpas. I obtained this longevity by ages of practices. All of you wise men, have no doubts about this. Remove your doubts, have no more. My words are true, not false. The physician who sent a man expediently to tell his perverted sons of the death of their father in order to cure them was not accused of falsehood, although he was still alive. In the same manner, I am the father of the world. I am saving all living beings from suffering. Because they are perverted, I say to them that I pass away, even though I shall not. If they always see me, they will become arrogant and licentious and cling to the five desires so much that they will fall into the evil regions. I know who is practicing the way and who is not. Therefore, I expound various teachings to all living beings according to their capacities. I am always thinking, how shall I cause all living beings to enter into the unsurpassed way and quickly become Buddhists? Here ends day 21.